Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Laughlines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We'll discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted and depraved and sinful lens of gambling. Let's bring in my co-host. She's also the co-host of Megan Fun of Sports podcast. Also, backstage correspondent for Friday Night SmackDown and a diehard Celtics fan who last night earned over $500 betting on the Miami Heat. Oops, did I say that? Megan Connolly is here. Congratulations, and I'm sorry, Megan.
Sal, thank you so much. I don't know if diehard would really describe me well because I'm a Celtics Magic Bulls fan, but diehard would definitely describe my husband. I did tell him about the winnings last night. He was not happy. Not happy with me.
He would rather have you have lost.
He was just like, why did you not tell me that you bet on the Heat? And I honestly forgot that I did it, but I did. So, you know, good on me.
I think good on you, good on me, because I think it was like when the Heat were up 2-1 on the Knicks or something. I'm like, bet them to win the East because you're getting good numbers here. And after they close out the series, it's not going to be as good. Anyway, whatever. It's your bet. You bet against your husband's friend. You and your husband have enough trouble. We won't get into that. There's a lot hanging out.
Yeah, a lot going on. Yeah. We're not getting divorced. Don't worry. So
okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
We're going to make it to year two.
Year two is always a tough sophomore jinx is what they call it. Let's bring in our guest. He is a diehard New Yorker, so diehard that he once got arrested for fornicating with the pizza rat on a staircase at WoHop in Chinatown. That's disgusting. We'll ask him about that. His Netflix special, Nocturnal Admissions, is hilarious, and you can currently see him out on his The Level Up tour, host of the Verzi Effect podcast. Paul Verzi, what's happening?
Welcome back, dude. Pal. Thanks for having me back, buddy.
Of course, of course. Now, I know you're a diehard Knicks, Yankees, Giants fan, so you were ecstatic with that win last night. Celtics, I figure all New York fans hate Celtics fans.
You know,
and Boston, right?
Yeah, but we have the hatred for the Heat, too, so I was just happy that one of those markets was going to feel pain. I do like that Boston kind of gave a scare and made them come back a little bit, but those are both hated, but I really can't stand the Heat, man. So
really,
yeah,
interesting that's become the bigger rivalry. Because I was thinking like Celtics Heat is now all of a sudden a huge after 2 game 7s in as many years. That's got to be right up there. But yeah, I guess the Heat Knicks is not great either.
No, those years with Tim Hardaway and Alonzo Mourning and stuff, and then the fight where they flipped over Chris Childs and all that stuff. So, but here's the good news. The good news is my son. Because one thing I needed to do, my daughter really doesn't care that much. Mm-hmm. She roots for who we root for. But my son is so into Knicks now because that's our problem child, right? Like I got the Yankees, we've had wins. I've got the Giants, we've had wins. The problem child is the Knicks. And the other day, my son said, Dad, he goes, I think I'm a bigger Knicks fan than you now. And I'm like, I don't know, buddy. And he goes, no. He goes, I give my life. And I was like, all right, let's not get crazy. It may come to that, you know, but he's into it. He actually cried when they lost. He walked away and he went into his room and he put his hoodie on. And I go, buddy, let's watch the Lakers. And he goes, I just need a couple minutes. And he came down and he just goes, I just had to get that out. And I was like, oh, boy, I almost feel bad. Now I almost feel like a bad father because I'm putting him through this.
No holes in the wall or anything yet? Just the tears? Okay.
Yeah, he just internalizes it, gets a little tear out, then goes back down.
That's great. And does he play sports himself? Do you coach him or are you just an outsider?
No, dude. My son is an unbelievable point guard. The other day he had he had 36 points in a junior high game with 9 threes. And it was like to be there is not. Yeah, he's had Division I and NBA players talk about his shooting. He just turned 14 yesterday and he's unfortunately I'm 5'8 and his mother's 5'1. So we need like a medical miracle. But he's actually growing and he's almost taller than me. So we're hoping.
Maybe we can give him an NIL. Great.
Yeah. Hey, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you could give him your kidney and he'll
We could. I could Megan start recruiting him to Northwestern. Right. So, that's where I went and they are a disaster. So we could use your son.
This would be great if you and your son, you know, it could be like Bronny and LeBron. You just get in there, babyface. Let's make some calls here for Paul and his son, because I don't think we leave this, right? We got to get him some height. We got to get him talking to the right people.
You can now have surgery to be taller.
Talk. Knowing Paul Verzey, I know the trash talk game has got to be good on this kid.
Oh, dude. Really? Well, he's a little more shy and subdued than I am. You know, he's a little more like his mother that way. But if you watched my special, Nocturnal Admissions, the closing joke on my Netflix special is me and him playing one-on-one. And he kind of, that was the first moment he challenged me. And he said some inappropriate things I won't say here. But when it comes out of him, I'm like, oh, that's my boy right there. There it is.
I believe you can now have surgery as a man to be taller. I think Megan Gailey and I discussed this on Megan Fun of Sports. Maybe we can look into that for your son.
Now, the downside, too, they break your ankles and stuff, right? And they pull your hair, and I don't know what they do. How do they do that?
Yeah, they stretch you out? What do they do? Yeah.
We're going to have to look into all of this for Paul, but there's hope for your son, okay?
All right, Paul.
Oh, so it's too late for me. Once you hit a certain age, and it's got to be him. Okay. All right.
No, I'm with you, buddy.
He's a better investment, all right?
He is a better investment. He's got hair. He's got blonde hair, blue eyes. He's going to be tall, and the kid's got a jump shot. It's over for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a son that's somehow like 6'1" and a half too. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The blonde hair, blue eyes would scare me. I think, no, this is good. Let's get him. And by the way, he would die for the Knicks. So
he's
got that going. But scouts love that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's play the game here. Here's what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to take three made up propositions. We're going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book. And then we're going to use that as a launching point to discuss various topics. I'm going to play a game called Cameo Over Under. Oh, it's terrific. Jimmy Kimmel won last week.
I love it.
Have you heard of him? Allowed.
Jimmy?
Never again allowed.
Yeah, have you heard of him? Show.
Yeah, I've heard of him a little bit.
Have you heard of Succession? Are you a Succession fan?
You know, so many people I know watch it. I've been so nuts with this tour. I haven't watched it, but I kind of know about it.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't love. Megan, what do you give the finale? I gave it like a C+, I thought.
Three. 6.5. The rest of the series was great. Or if this was season four, I give like a 6.5. This season was not as good as the previous three. But
all right. I said C+, and then you have to switch right to numbers. Like now everybody's doing math on this stuff. And you said
this is a gambling show where we assign numbers and odds.
They never get the ends right a lot. The finales, I bet you like the under over on if you did good finales of shows.
Right.
They either overthink it or the writing or the show went on too long. That's what I think.
I agree with you. I saw Jerry Seinfeld interviewed many, many years ago, and they said, you would have made $1 million an episode if you did one more season of Seinfeld. And he's like, I could have gotten more, and here's why we didn't, because too much of anything is no good, whether it's drugs or alcohol or cake or TV. Like, you're bound to piss somebody off. And I think the problem with Succession, I don't want to get into it too much because you didn't watch, but the relationships were all so effed up that there was no... The double crossing was just going to be unsatisfying any way you looked at it. Right, Megan?
I don't know. Yeah. I also thought it became kind of predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
You know how you know too? When a new character shows up later on, you're like, oh, the writers needed something. You know,
Exactly. Like Cousin Oliver and the Brady Bunch. Yeah, that was it. Otherwise, classic sitcom. Anyway, all right, so you have the Succession finale, but it got us thinking, which sports family business would make the best Succession-style show? Is it the Mannings, +150? The Jones, led by Jerry himself, 3-1. The Steinbrenners, 5-1 odds. The Ball family, 50-1 odds. Or you could go even, Paul, and go off the board and take a choice that's not offered above. What are you going to say?
I think I'd have to, just because of how funny they are and how good they are in commercials and on TV, I think the Mannings. I would have to say the Mannings, because even when you listen to the dad Archie talk, he seems like a character, and he's got that, you know, that real twang accent. I would say the Mannings, I think, would be a good one for me.
Okay. They're all very nice, but I'm not sure how cutthroat they are. And actually, I don't want to find out, because they're our bosses, technically, right?
Yes, they are our bosses. Okay. I was thinking about it. They're like too nice. You know, it would be a happy, maybe you could turn it into a comedy. Not enough drama there that I know of. And again, because they are our bosses.
Greatest people in the world. Greatest in the world.
Yes,
salt
greatest
of the earth.
In the world. I feel like it could be a good comedy. Not enough drama there. I like what you listed. I think the Joneses have to be considered in this conversation. But to me, the sports family that I want to see the reality show of is the Kraft family, because the Patriots and their dynasty, the dynamic between Kraft and Belichick, what's going to happen there, watching Brady leave. Obviously, there's been numerous scandals, Kraft being a local guy to New England and just his journey to purchasing the team alone. That is my say, the Krafts. And I know I'm biased, used to work there. Yeah. I know them, but that's my pick.
His journey to purchasing massages is also sustained with the Krafts. Yeah. He's got a girlfriend that's maybe now a wife that's 40 years is right younger, I think, somewhere in there. All right.
She's lovely.
That's a good one. The Ball family is more like a reality show, but like instead of the sons trying to be like their father, it's the father trying to live through vicariously through the son. So that's a little weird. There was nothing better than Steinbrenner back in the day, Paul, right? Firing Billy, hiring him, him getting suspended himself. That would have been terrific if we could use that. Do the Kardashian sisters count as a sports family? They've like slept with so many players now. It seems like they should count.
I was going to say by association maybe, but
I'm going to go with Al Davis, the Davis family. Al is gone now. Raiders owner, quite a character. He lived to be 205 years old, I think. A lot of quirky traits. Also, always firing people, suing the league, moving the team. And then Mark Davis, the son, despite all of his money, can't get a decent haircut. And maybe the whole thing takes place in a barbershop just to cut down on costs. So I would say the Davis family. I go off the board, take the field. Joel, what do people on Twitter say?
All right. Coming in last place with only 10% of the vote, the Ball family. People have had enough of them. In third place, our own Manning family with 21%. Your runner-up with 25%, the Jones family, and running away with it in first place with 44%, the Steinbrenner family.
Wow. I'm shocked by that. Especially because baseball is nowhere near as big as it once was.
Yeah.
I had a guess. Manning, the Steinbrenners were my next one just because, you know, there's two brothers. There's going to be a little thing for power, but there's also the sister with that blonde hair.
Right.
Mold. You know, there's a lot of pieces to that. And somebody has to have the George gene in him a little more that could actually show itself as they get older. That would have been my second, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, Hal is boring, right? For the most part, I think. I mean, anything compared to George is going to be boring. But all right. That's interesting. All right, Joel, let's take a quick break. I don't know why I'm checking with you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a couple more of these. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. You must be 21 and older and physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. No one stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, DC, Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPENY.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, prom season. My son's going this Saturday.
Ooh, did he do a promposal?
He did. I forgot what he did. He was working on some poster board that, first of all, it's just a friend that he's asking. And he really went out of his way. I don't know what it was. He wouldn't even let me in on it. This is how much they hate me, these kids. But yeah, there was a promposal involved and he's going, and that's that. Paul, do you remember your prom?
I do, man. I went to the junior and the senior. I went with an older. Yeah, I went older. When I was a junior, I think I went with a senior. Yeah.
Oh, that's big. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
good. I went to both, and yeah, I looked good. I had hair back then, you know, parted it in the middle. You know, right. I remember I had a red bow tie. I was crushing it, actually. I remember.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Megan, what about you?
Nobody asked you, right?
Someone ask you?
Yeah, I even went to the other high school's prom. I went to two proms my senior year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
friends. But, you know, I feel like I'm the friend that people be like, oh, I don't have a date. I'll just take Megan. So,
yeah, there you go. I went with a girl I had broken up with. And I was like, oh, let me just take her as friends. And then word got out that her brother was going to kick my ass if I tried something after having broken up with her. And then, this is a long story. Anyway, remember Dairy Barns, Paul?
No, what's that?
You would pull up and get like milk or bread or eggs or something. It was like a drive-through grocery store. Anyway, the brother pulls up, having learned this, is like, I want you to know you can go all out with my sister. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what anyone says. Like, okay, everything's cool. So put a lot of pressure on me. But anyway.
So did you? No, I'm just kidding.
I figured, I was like, I'm graduating. This is just going to be worse if something
you goes guys will astray. Love, so. You guys will love this. Do you guys remember Elton Brand?
Sure, yeah.
Dude. Elton Brand was at my junior prom with this girl that we were in our grade, right? This is a true story. And he played for Peekskill, right? In New York. And I'm outside on the deck and he's there. And everyone's like, dude, that's like Elton Brand. And she was like disinterested. She's like, yeah, whatever. We're like, no, dude, that guy's going. So anyway, one of the funniest things, I'm just outside and I was just like, hey, dude, you want a cigarette? I asked Elton Brand if he wanted a cigarette while he was deciding between Duke and Michigan. And he was just like, nah, dude, I'm good. Just like, yeah, I don't even know what. Like, that was my way of bonding with a future NBA player, was to give him poison.
Did anybody get engaged at your high school prom?
At the prom?
Yeah.
No.
We had one couple get engaged. And honestly, I'm off Facebook, so I haven't kept up with them. But I do want to know how their life is.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait if you want to check. If you want to.
Odds on that are bad. I mean, that's a disaster.
Yeah. Well, speaking of odds, we put odds to which fictional high school student would you want to crash your prom? Is it Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 3-1 odds? McLovin from Superbad, 10-1 odds? Ferris Bueller from, what was that movie? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 20-1 odds. Regina from Mean Girls, 51 odds. Or the field that even fictional high school student you want to crash your prom, Paul?
I met the guy too, and he seemed pretty cool and fun to talk to, and he loved sports and he was down for anything. I got to say McLovin, super bad, man. Yeah.
Nice.
I got to say McLovin, dude.
It's tough to top that. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah, because he was down for anything. He drank, but he was also, even though he had that nerdy thing, he was like a ladies' man. He was like dancing to hip hop. He was just so cool and chill and funny. So I think he would down to do shots. He was shooting the gun with the cops. It's got to be him for me.
All right. That is a great choice. Would he have accepted a cigarette from you is the question.
Definite.
Okay.
Definite.
Megan?
Which I like the Regina student? Option, but I'm more of a Katie Heron girl myself, or Gretchen Wieners, because her father is the inventor of toaster strudel. So I would go with those two over Regina. But okay, ultimately, I'm going to take the field and I'm going to go with Troy Bolton, also known as Zac Efron from High School Musical. I know my role on this show. Keep it young, keep it fresh. And so I'm going with Zac Efron, because he's hot and he was just the jock of the school. So,
Zac. All right. It's so crazy. You say young and fresh. How old is that now?
It's probably like 15 years old, right?
So old now. I know. I know, but it's young for you.
Yeah, it is young for me. I am going to go old for you. I'm going to go, well, Spicoli would be a good hang, I think, right? He'd smoke weed. He'd call everyone a dick. Can't go wrong there. Lila Garrity from Friday Night Lights. Beautiful cheerleader.
Love her. Had the
crippled boyfriend. You know, wasn't going to catch up with the father. Buddy Garrity would hook me up with a nice car maybe for the night. I mean, this is just crashing the prom, right? But I think ultimately I have to go Michelle Pfeiffer in Grease 2 is my answer and my biggest crush of all time. I mean, she wanted a cool rider. I almost in real life killed myself trying to learn to ride a bicycle or motorcycle, which ended up being a moped, thinking that Stephanie Zanoni would hear about this 3,000 miles and 20 years away. Yeah, but it didn't happen. And I think I even tried to speak British. Paul, you remember that, right?
Oh, I did the same thing with Michelle Pfeiffer, except I almost killed myself with cocaine after I saw Scarface.
Okay, right. That's the way to go.
No, Michelle
Pfeiffer.
Was she
in high school in that meeting of that movie? Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. All right, Joel, what are people saying on Twitter?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. In last place with 10% of the vote from Mean Girls, Regina. Mm-hmm. In third place with 26% of the vote, Spicoli. Mm-hmm. And your runner-up with 27% of the vote, McLovin.
Damn.
And first place with 37%, Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day.
Wow. All right.
Wow. I thought then McLovin would know take where it away. Is.
Yeah. All right. Wow. They went with the older choice there with Ferris Bueller. Okay. Now, Paul, I'm sure you know this. You've actually brought this up a couple of times already. You're very bald. You're a very bald man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm oh, look at that. Look at that head. It looks great.
Yeah, it's a nice round. It's a good round, though.
Listen, we might pick you here, but we put odds to this. Who should be the unofficial mayor of the bald community? Do we go The Rock, 3-1 odds? Vin Diesel, 6-1 odds? Michael Jordan, 15-1 odds? Jada Pinkett Smith, 50-1 odds? Or we go with the field at even? Your call here, Paul.
I got somebody else that's not on the list that I think is the guy.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jason Statham.
Oh.
That dude is just, no matter what he does is cool. He always sounds cool. The bald head, when I see him, he's so cool. I don't even see the bald head. I'm just like, no, that's a style with this guy. Yeah. So I'm going to, can I go Brit? Is a British guy that counts?
I think so. Yeah. We've had British mayors, I think, before. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. So I'll say Statham for me.
Okay. All right,
Paul,
Megan?
I will say, you know, one of the keys to being bald is having good facial hair and good bone structure like you do. And the beard, your beard is fantastic. So I think that helps out a little bit. My father,
Megan wants you to ask her to the prom, I think is what's going on here for third time around. But okay,
I'll give her a cigarette.
My father-in-law is bald and he's aged since I first met him. But when I first met him, I said to my now husband, I was like, wow, I can't wait till you go bald and become Jack at the same time, because his dad looked very attractive the first time I met him. I know that's really weird to admit on a podcast, but I'm just going to put it out there. Guys say all the time, like, oh, her mother aged well. So why can't I say that my father-in-law is a good looking guy?
Yeah,
I'm going to go with The Rock. I don't think anyone does it better than The Rock. And he gives bald people something to look up to, both physically in the gym and then just his facial look as well.
Yeah. And he'd also single-handedly crush rule breakers and other politicians who wouldn't go along with his agenda, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's good. I like that you said your father-in-law has aged since you met him. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, what is going on?
When I first met him, he was like,
what is this? He's older? Yeah. He's older than that now? He's older than when you first met him?
I mean, wow. I want to say he's let himself go, but he hasn't gone to the gym nearly as much as he used to.
I see. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I thought just the old.
He doesn't listen to this,
older.
So I feel okay saying that.
I'm going to send this to him.
Okay.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to track him down. Yeah, you might say Jada Pinkett Smith because she has a really good sense of humor. And I think that's an important quality in a mayor. Closer to home, my friend Harry and the Degenerate Trifecta, they're good. They're good options. They're trustworthy, except I think they would squander the town funds on lacrosse parlays. Same with Michael Jordan, probably gambling problem. A lot of people said Larry David. I looked in the replies. I think he was dating a politician last season. So filibustering at the town hall would be interesting. But ultimately, I'm going to go Steve Harvey, host of Family Feud. First of all, knows how to dress to these town hall meetings, makes the funniest faces when people come to him with a bad idea, right? You have 25 seconds to answer these five questions. He only deals with surveys. So the top answer on the board gets their law passed. Steve Harvey, he's the man. I know he's not on the list there,
dude,
Joel,
that's a good one, dude. I can't.
It is a good one.
I mean, he's like a motivational speaker. He's like a priest. I mean, he's like, he's everything, dude.
Yes. He has aged since I first became a fan of his, but, which is weird. But all right. No, Joel, what did Twitter say?
We got a ton of votes for this one. Very controversial, passionate people here. In fourth place with 14% of the vote, Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. With 16% of the vote. In third place, Jada Pinkett Smith. In second place with 27%, The Rock, and your winner, the unofficial mayor of the bald community, 43% of the vote, His Airness, Michael Jordan.
Still the man, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think he would want any part of this mayor stuff.
He's been bald since we've been introduced to him, and I think that helps. We didn't have to watch him
That's
bald.
True.
I just realized I can't win this. You can't win this unless you take one of the ones that you, one of the choices.
I just realized that.
Oh, okay.
Here's the problem with it. Well, it's also on Twitter, you can only use, right? You can only
so get much
four
time, yeah.
choices. So I don't, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the field is a sucker's bet. I'm sorry. I should have told you ahead of time. How about all the Scottie Pippen stuff now with Michael Jordan? Did you see this?
Oh, dude.
A terrible, terrible player and terrible teammate. And you're not allowed to comment on it because he's going through some stuff.
Yeah, so like, right. Yeah, because you heard him, like I heard him, well, even on The Last Dance, which wasn't that long ago, he was like, I had the best coach, I had the best player in the world, and Michael.
Right.
So the fact that he's doing that now, it's just, it makes you just go, dude, what's he doing, man? You know, it's...
Do you
it's almost like since then his ex-wife started dating Michael Jordan's son or something. It's almost like that's happening, right?
That's what I was about to ask. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that Larsa was spotted on a date with Michael Jordan Jr.?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah, right.
He was always, imagine this, your whole life. Dude, they could make a movie on this. Your whole life, you're second to this guy. And now, like, your wife is, like, skydiving with his son. Like, it's just, like, it's just, like, always, like, a Jordan is always, like, kind of in front of him.
Yes.
It's brutal.
Right.
And then you have the element of the contract, right? Like, he got ripped off with the Bulls. And then in his divorce, he also got ripped off. And Larsa took half. So.
Yeah. Anytime he signs his name, it's a disaster, right? So whether it's for DoorDash or whoever knows, maybe Mal's coming in. He should just stop signing contracts. Babyface, what were you going to say here?
He really does. He changes his opinion more than Shiv Roy on Succession. It's like, what's in your mind? Is he good? Is he not good?
Paul, that's a funny joke. Trust us, that's funny. It works. I know you don't watch the show.
I was just, as he was saying that, I was just thinking, like, poor Scotty. It's like every horse he bets on comes in second.
Right. Exactly.
Everything he does is second. That's brutal.
Clay Aiken. It started with Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. Yeah, that's where it's at. All right, let's take another break. And then it's time to get serious. Cammy over under. Oh, it's going to be great.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, it's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cammy Over Under. Hit it.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cammy Over Under.
I like how the guest, we forced the guest to dance along with that stupid song. But anyway, that's Cameo Over Under. Paul, are you on Cameo?
You know what I am, but I just, what I did was, because I just never did them and I missed a bunch of them, I just put the absolute most. So I think it's like 1,000 to talk to me just so I'm never bothered with it. Like I just try to get the most. So if I get like 2 in a year, I'm happy.
That's interesting. That's a good tact. Okay.
Yeah.
1,000 a year. Yeah. 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 You're going to have, if you get more than 2, you're going to have to raise it to $5,000, right?
Absolutely. Like
this is an imposition. I can't do this.
I tried to do $25,000 for one and they just said, no, we can't.
And they wouldn't do it. No. All right. I think you've played this before. So Babyface Joel Solomon's going to give us a name of someone who offers their services on Cameo, and our crack staff production crew has set an over under as to how much they charge. And we're going to guess if that actual fee is over or under that amount. We're going to do this 3 times. And I'm going to win, damn it.
Last week, we let Jimmy Kimmel win, but we are not going to let you win.
It wasn't fair. He got Steve Garvey, which I have a feeling he's bought that a bunch for people. That was his favorite baseball player of all time.
And then we had this up-and-coming comedian, Mario. She's a New Yorker. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Paul might know. Do you know Mario Bosco?
I definitely know the name, but I don't remember seeing him.
All right.
She's tough to find.
You remember.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll set you guys up.
Yeah.
Mario will open for you next time. But anyway, all right, let's do this, Joel. Who's number one? Who's up first?
All right. He also could have been a contender for the mayor, unofficial mayor of the bald community. Played Hank on Breaking Bad, Walter White's brother-in-law.
Oh.
Actor Dean Norris. Uh-huh. And we're going over under $285.
Wow. Okay. All right, Paul, we're going to get your thoughts first.
Dude, $285 is a lot of money. It's not like the star of the thing. I'm going to say I have to go under there just because it seems to me that you'd have to be higher up on the call sheet not to be. I'm going to take the under on that one.
Okay, but could Dean Norris be pulling a Paul Verzi and be like, I don't want to deal with this and I'm going to make it high? It's a weird number anyway, 285.
It is a weird. It's like go 3. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go 3 like or 250. Like 285 is right. Like, it's almost like he's got OCD. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good batting average in the 80s, but I'm not sure where it got. All right. Megan, what do you think?
I'm also going to take the under. Like Paul mentioned, not high enough up on the call sheet. I also think this is like a niche purchase, right? Like his fan base is very specific. So I'll take the under.
Okay. I'm trying to think why people would spend a lot. I love them. One of my favorite characters of all time. Although, boy, it was really all going on right under his nose and he couldn't figure it out for years and years and years. That doesn't matter. I'm going to go under. Let's all stay together on this one. And then when we do that, it's almost always over. So give us the bad news, Joel.
Bad news is you were right, Sal. He is over at $399.
I was right about being wrong. Okay. All right. So we're 0-3. And that's basically how you play. All right. So let's get this one. Got that out of the way.
All right. What do you say, Joel? I think Paul's a big fan of this show, The Jersey Shore. No, I don't know.
Not really, but I know about it.
All right. Well, Sammy Sweetheart, one of the cast members of The Jersey Shore, over under $125.
Okay. Sammy Sweetheart. You have thoughts on Sammy Sweetheart? I liked her. She was one of my favorites. She was in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But she persevered and she was on to, I think, 3 other reality shows that didn't make it. But anyway, $125,
Sammy Sweetheart. Oh my God, man. That's a perfect number. That's the number that's the number I think a fan would spend. So it's right there. It's a perfect line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say over. I think it's like 150. I think that's even though it was kind of the sweet spot, I think she'd get 150 for it. I'm going to say over.
All right. Sammy sweet spot. What do you think, Megan?
I'm going to go under.
Again, I'm looking at your eyes darting around. I feel like you're on Cameo now.
No, I'm not. Hands are up. Nope.
Yeah, I can your share hands my are
screen.
Up, is it?
I'll share my screen with you.
No, forget it.
I am going to go with the under. I think Snooki is the one who could probably charge the most, or Mike the Situation. So I'll take under. I think it's like 115.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. So Situation and Snooki probably have the little less self-awareness and right around the $500 mark or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Sweetheart, you're right, Paul. It's right on. I'm going to go with Megan here and I'm going to say under. Joel?
Sammy Sweetheart is under at $100.
$100. Well, she is a sweetheart, so giving people what they want.
Yes, she is now. All right,
I always
Paul,
hated so that stupid show. God.
Jim Tan Laundry, buddy. GTL. Cab's here. I know. Why did we watch? Why did we watch that show? All right. Joel, now Paul needs to do some work to catch up here.
I've got faith in him. He's gonna make a comeback here. George Clooney, not on Cameo, but David Siegel, the world's number one George Clooney impersonator, is. Let's take a look.
Oh, we're gonna have to see this.
Hi, this is George Clooney, and I'm finally on Cameo. Oh. Can you believe it? Took me a while, but I made it. Do you have a special something for a special someone, birthday, anniversary? Maybe it's a retirement party. Maybe you just want to say hello. Maybe it's a get well message of some kind. Book me now. You'll be glad you did.
Wow. So he sounds like him. I think he looks exactly like him, except until he took a step closer to the camera. Then you see his face is an odd shape.
Yeah, gravity right. changed his face.
Who deems well, you him as go the last? World's you number one? Impersonating.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Why is he number? How many did you look at, Joel?
I mean, my wife would also leave me for him. So he's pretty good. I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, Paul, how about you go last? This way, you could zigzag your pick potentially.
Okay. Yeah, I got to try to climb back into this thing. So yeah. I'll sit back. Yeah.
What's the number?
Well, Joel, tell us the number.
We're going to go over under $65.
Mm. You want me to go first, Megan, or you?
Sure, you can go first.
I think he's good. I don't know if he's number one. I've not looked at really. I've not been able to do a comparison of the Clooney impersonators, but I think he's pretty good. And I think he could charge more. I bet he's about 85 or 90 even. I'm going to go over.
This is tough because I could go the opposite of Sal and just win it, or I play for overtime. Right. So I really got to think about... I do think his commitment to the bit and the fact that he's likely self-proclaimed world number one George Clooney impersonator.
I think that helps.
Drives up the price, like brand recognition. So I will also go over because I think it's more in that 75 range.
So there's going to be a tiebreaker no matter what. Paul, you could participate in the tiebreak if you go under here.
See, I think...
Potentially.
I think... what you want to know how competitive I am and how nuts this is? My heart's racing to an unacceptable. The fact that I care about this at the level I do is actually sick. It's actually sick.
Your son said he would die for Cammy over under. I thought that was going a little too far.
Yeah, I take this stuff seriously. Now I think he's $75 is what I think it is. But for the sake of climbing back into this thing. You know, I have to try to be right here and have you guys be wrong. So I will hope it's 50 and say under.
Good. I like the way you played it. I do think, though, saying you're number one, I think it helps. Like you wouldn't say you're number seven, right?
No.
Then you're knocking like $8 off the price.
And he went all out with the getup, dude. He went out with the facial. I mean, everything is he turned into Clooney.
Yeah, he has his own tequila. It's crazy, but it's not selling, but he's got his own. All right, Joel, so just tell us if it's over or under, and then if it's under, it's a three-way tie, and then we'll have to guess exactly what it is. And if it's over, it's just Megan and I are breaking the tie. Over or under? 65.
George Clooney impersonator is robbing the casino like Danny Ocean because he's over.
All right. So, Paul, you were right. But you were wrong, but you were right to be wrong. So I commend you for that. All right.
I'm going to go. Conley. Do we have to write it?
I just feel bad for Paul because the winner got Nick's season tickets for next season.
Is that right?
I
should have said that ahead of time.
What a bummer.
I don't have a pen.
You want to just say it?
I'll just put it on my phone.
Can I use mine? You can use mine.
I'll just do it on the phone.
You could you could just say it too if you want.
All right, I'm ready.
Paul Thurston. Ready? 75.
Oh, that's what I put.
No, can I guess?
That's happened before. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm going to say.
All right, I'll say 80.
I'm going to say
no, no.
I'm going to say 200.
Really? 200 would be something. Those are, you can get almost two Sammy Sweethearts for that. You can't. All right. All right, Joel, I don't know where that leaves us. I think we tied, Megan, I think.
No, we can't tie. We got to pick a new number.
All right. So do you want to go over or under? I mean, now it's.
I'll go 76. So then I get everything up and then you go.
So I only get $10 worth of value here. All right. Go ahead, Joel. What's the number?
George Clooney impersonator is $99.
Wow.
All right. I won.
That is a weird way to win. That's a Derek White putback after the buzzer, I think.
It sounded, all right. It sounded, that was like some weird officiating, I think.
So. Hey, a win is a win.
Congratulations. I know. I'm sorry.
I feel like I was in the NBA finals on the bench with a bad like hamstring. I couldn't get in there. It was driving me nuts, but I appreciate you having me.
Well, maybe the assistant coach will hand you a cigarette and all will be good again for your good. Paul, Nocturnal Admissions, really funny.
Thank you, man.
This Level Up Tour.
Yeah.
The Level Up Tour. How's that going?
It's going amazing, man. Tomorrow, I'm in Indianapolis at Helium. On Thursday, I'm at Cleveland, Hilarities, 4th Street Theater, Thursday night. Tickets available. Then I'm going to Northern Idaho in Sandpoint on June 8th, the 9th through 11th. Yeah, the 9th through 11th, I'll be in Atlanta, the 15th through 17th, Tampa, and then I end up in Texas on Houston on the 28th and Dallas on the 29th. PaulVerzi.com for tickets, man.
You are very, very busy. And of course, the host of the Verzi Effect podcast, right?
Yeah, I got two other podcasts. One called Anything Better that I co-host with Bill Burr. And me and Bobby Kelly just started one called Bone to Pick, which is really exploding out of the gate. So you could check those three out as well.
I love it. I love it. Megan, where are you going to be?
This week. Friday Night Smackdown is in Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
It's B-A-R-R-E, and they say Barry sometimes, huh?
Sometimes. It depends who you talk to.
Yeah.
So I will be on that. And then on Monday, right after Monday Night Raw, the post show is called Raw Talk, and that will be on Peacock. I'm filling in to host the show, so make sure you don't miss that. There you go.
And she will go to the prom with you too, especially if you're from the rival high school. She didn't care.
That's right.
You didn't give a shit about any of that. Yeah. There you go. All right.
Oh, if you guys have Peacock, I'm in the season finale of Bupkis, which stars Pete Davidson.
Really?
Yeah. And I play a degenerate gambler in rehab with him. So, who can't stop betting on the Giants. So I didn't need a script.
Oh, that's fun.
Love that.
I didn't need a script. I love it. There you go. All right. That's going to do it for Laugh Lines from Megan Conley, Paul Verzi. I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money.